This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Lebanese militant political group Hezbollah has been engaged in skirmishes with Israeli forces across the border since Israel began military operations in Gaza. Hezbollah's leader, Hassan Nasrallah, spoke Friday, laying out its position for the first time since the Israel-Hamas war started. Jacob Russell from VOA reports from Beirut, Lebanon.
Hezbollah, designated a terrorist organization by the U.S., is aligned with Palestinian militant group Hamas and poses a serious threat to Israel. Many wondered if Nasrallah would declare outright war on Israel, but in a speech largely absent of specific calls to action, his words assured supporters that Hezbollah was already in the fight while warning Israel and its allies against escalation.
Regarding our Lebanese front, as some were saying, His Eminence is going to join the battle. We entered the battle on October 8th.
He also said that a preemptive Israeli strike against Lebanon would be, quote, the biggest act of foolishness in the history of your existence. With both Israel and the U.S. extending similar warnings to Hezbollah, it appears that neither side is eager to open a full-fledged front on the Lebanese border. Jacob Russell, VOA News, Beirut, Lebanon.
A strong earthquake has shaken northwestern Nepal, and officials say at least 128 people are dead and dozens more injured as rescuers search the mountainous villages. Officials said Saturday that the toll was expected to rise, saying communication was cut off with many villages. The U.S. Geological Survey says the earthquake had a preliminary magnitude of 5.6 and occurred at a depth of 18 kilometers. Nepal's National Earthquake Monitoring and Research Center says its epicenter was at Jharkhand, which is about 400 kilometers northeast of the Nepalese capital, Kathmandu. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. American Muslim groups say that the Biden administration's efforts to combat rising Islamophobia in the United States must go hand in hand with the protection of civilians in Gaza from Israel's retaliatory strikes against Hamas that have killed thousands of Palestinians. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara has this report.
As the war in Gaza intensifies, Islamophobia and anti-Semitism in the U.S. have increased. The administration released its national strategy to counter anti-Semitism in May. It said it has long worked on a strategy to counter Islamophobia.
This is an administration that's taken action, not just the last couple of weeks or the last couple of months, but started this process back in December of last year.
The White House denies that the announcement of its Islamophobia initiative was done to placate Muslims angry at President Joe Biden's unwavering support for Israel. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
The United Nations says 15 UN peacekeepers in a convoy withdrawing from a rebel stronghold in northern Mali were injured when vehicles hit improvised explosive devices on two occasions this week. UN spokesman Stéphane Dujarric said the 18 peacekeepers injured Wednesday are in stable condition, while the seven wounded early Friday were evacuated by air. The peacekeepers are withdrawing weeks earlier than planned because of growing insecurity. They suffered two other IED attacks after leaving their base in Kidal on October 31st. The JNIM extremist group claimed responsibility for the earlier attacks, in which at least two peacekeepers were injured. In June, Mali's junta ordered the nearly 15,000-strong UN peacekeeping force to leave the country. After Russia invaded Ukraine, diamond dealers in Antwerp, Belgium, were asked to boycott stones traced to Russia, a major supplier. Now, Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener says Western powers want to make the boycott official with a formal ban on Russian stones, but major hurdles remain.
Antwerp, Belgium, one of the largest diamond trading hubs in the world, has a Russia problem. It was only a few weeks after Russian troops invaded Ukraine last year when diamond firms in Antwerp started getting phone calls from international clients asking them to avoid using stones from Russia.
An autopsy suggests that the mass shooter in Lewiston, Maine, was alive and possibly on the run during a portion of the huge search that followed his disappearance. The medical examiner's office released its conclusion Friday about Robert Card's time of death. Card died from a self-inflicted gunshot. The October 25th shootings killed 18 people and wounded 13 others. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.